Sameach, Shana Tova, everybody. So is it possible for us to really change? Is it possible for a person to change? He said no. I see you saying, shaking your head.
Definitely. Yeah.
There's this Saturday Night Live sketch that I love. It's this couple, this new couple that is about to go out on a date, and the woman says, before we go, I want to introduce you to my brother. He's in the basement watching TV and his friends. So they go and they go to the basement and they meet the brother. And they're like, hey, how you doing? They're like drinking beers, watching TV. And they say, tell me, what are you doing? Well, tell me about yourself. Said, well, I'm just starting this new, I'm having this job interview tomorrow, and I have a good chance to get this job. I really prepared myself, a resume, and the guys in the couch are like, oh, come on, that's another thing you're never gonna do. Come on. I said, no, I am. I really do. I have this interview tomorrow. I'm like, oh, come on. What are you talking about? And it goes on and on like that. And by the end of the sketch, he's just sitting on the couch. He's like, you're right. I'm not going to do that. What am I talking about? I'm just going to. And he just sits on the couch and he drinks beers. And I love it because there's something so true about that, you know? There's inspiration towards movement, and change. And there's also this counterforce, right, that can sometimes activate. For me, that counterforce activates more after 8 p.m. I don't know if that, you know what I mean? I have to make sure that I do my things that I need more inspiration for a little earlier in the day. Like exercise, for example. When I was little, I used to exercise a lot. I used to lift weights, you know, when I was in second grade, third grade. I still have a little muscle from it, from those days. And I actually damaged my knees, which is why I'm not as tall as the rest of my brothers. If you look at my feet, you'll see they're too big for my legs, because I damaged my knees lifting weights when I was little. But as I got older, especially, you know, after the family era started, exercise, I just couldn't get myself to do it anymore. It's just like, where does it fit? Where do you exercise? Maybe you have your own answer. People have trouble, you know, I have to do my spiritual practice. How am I gonna set aside some time to meditate or something? It's like, that's easy for me. There's no way that I'm not gonna do that. I cannot do that. But exercise, I couldn't figure it out. So luckily I have a friend who's a fitness trainer back here. And so I asked Shmuley over here, I need a chin-up bar. Actually, when I applied for the Aleph Rabbinic program, they asked me what my daily practice was. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I daven, you know, should I put on tefillin? But what I really need to get is a chin-up bar. I put that on my application. And I wrote that to try to motivate myself. And so it was like 2 years ago I said I wanted a chin-up bar, right? And I kept thinking, when am I going to go to REI to buy the chin-up bar? And then I thought, wait a minute, people buy things online now, right? I bet Shmuley would know. So I told Shmuley, give me the link to the chin-up bar, you know? And then a few more months passed, and finally I was like, okay, I'm on my email, I'm thinking of it. Shmuley, send me the link. And he sent me the link, and I bought it. And it came in the mail. And I brought it into my bedroom, and I put it on the floor, and it sat there for another 3 months. In the unopened box, Lisa's like, okay, so the box is there in the bedroom against the wall, like, and then one day I opened the box. Why did I open it that day? There are certain unanswerable questions. You can't know. You can't know why I opened it that day. But Anya was with me, and we opened the box, and I opened it up. I expected it to be just a chin-up bar that I would then put up, but it's in like 100 different pieces. And not all of you really know me, but those who know me know that I don't put things together really. It's like music, spirituality, a little bit of cooking, that's all I do. And that's all I want to do. I don't go camping, I don't have fun, I don't go to the, I don't go to parties. I don't roll on Shabbos, okay? But the chin-up bar was there, and Anya was there, and I was like, okay, we're gonna do this. And I opened the instructions, and I just followed the instructions. And we lost one of the washers, but then Eidan found it a little later. And I put it together, thank God. Can I have a little yasher koach there?
Yasher koach.
Thank you, yeah. Put it together, and we put up the chin-up bar. And I've been doing it now, and I really changed. Isn't it true, Lisa? That's true. Almost every day, for a few weeks now, almost every day. The other thing was the 7-minute workout. I really advocate, if anybody has the same problem as me, you download the 7-minute workout app, and it tells you what to do for 7 minutes. And it's completely changed my life. And where does the inspiration come from to change, though? For me, I just got so sick of not changing, right? Like I knew it was in my mind, it was an idea, but when is that idea gonna manifest? When do you actually stop doing the thing or start doing the thing, right? Do you come to the end of your rope? Do you get so sick of yourself in the state that you're in that you're inspired to change? And that's just mundane stuff. Right? That's exercise. That's not necessarily spiritual. It's important, but it's not necessarily spiritual transformation. There's a story of 18th century Rebbe Moshe of Kobrin that a shopkeeper once came to him and said, Rebbe, I need a bracha because I'm trying to sell my stuff. I have my store there in town. I'm selling my wares. And there's a guy across the street selling the exact same thing, and everybody goes to him, and I'm going to be broke soon. None of the customers come to me, and I need a blessing. I don't know what to do. And Reb Moshe says, I can do it. I'll give you the blessing, and your livelihood will increase, and you'll become prosperous. But there's one thing you have to do first. What is it? What do I have to do? He says, when you see your neighbor when you see your neighbor selling his stuff and people are coming to him, you have to thank God for the blessing of your competitor. Thank God that your neighbor is making a good living. He says, how can I do that? I don't feel that way at all. He says, you have to train your mouth to say it. It's not gonna feel right at first, but just say something like, thanks be the one who gives a good living to my neighbor. Just say it. And if you say it again and again, then sooner or later, it's going to transform you. Those words are going to start sinking on the inside. And he quotes a verse from the Torah that says, Ki karov elecha hadavar hazeh me'od, that this thing, this devar, this word, referring really to the teaching itself, this teaching is very close to you. Beficha uvilvavcha laasoto. Beficha, in your mouth, uvilvavcha, and in your heart, so that you can do it. And he points out, it says, in your mouth first, and then in your heart. So it's actually an instruction. It's not a statement of fact. It's an instruction of how to internalize, right? When we hear teachings like this, it can seem like it's asking us to fake it, right? Just pretend you're more spiritual. But how is that really transformation? How is that transformative? And yet, we might be thinking in the wrong metaphor if we do that. You know, when we have there's a seed in the ground that wants to sprout, it needs nourishment. The seed is already there. The seed has the potential to sprout, but it needs the rain and the sun, right? And so that rain and the sun is our intention and the practices we do based on that intention in order to nourish something. Where does it come from? Where does the transformation come from? Where does the potential for real change come from? It's a mystery. Like I was saying before, why did I open the box that day? It sprang forth. You know, I had the best intention to decide, but it was really grace. It was really when grace came and allowed something new to happen that something did happen. But if it's grace, then how do we open ourselves up to grace? How do we make ourselves available to it? So I just want to invite you for a moment to, first of all, know that ground, that source from which the grace of transformation comes, is not something that comes sometimes as a lightning flash at Mount Sinai. It's something that we're literally swimming in. It's something that we actually are underneath it all, underneath our whole shtick. Underneath all of our beliefs, underneath all of our patterns, there's this potential. So I just want to call that space into awareness. See if you can feel yourself in the awareness of that potential, open inwardly to that energy. You can say something even to it. You can say, I want to be available to you. Inspire me, move me to move to the next level that I have to go. Move me to be a vehicle of your transformative power. So we're beginning this project at Chochmah Talev, a teaching project. And the purpose of the teaching project is to make practices and avenues open and available to those in the community who want to move in their spiritual life, who want to transform. I know that there's probably some people in the room who are like, what is he talking about? That's okay. There might be some people in the room who are inspired and may not do anything yet. And that's okay too, because we don't know when the time is right. We don't know when the Spirit's going to move us. But I also know there's some people in this room who are actually ready and are saying, yes, I want to do that. I want to take a step. I don't want to just know about it and think it's cool and be inspired by it, but actually want to do something about it. I want to take a step. So I want to invite you then, this is just the advertisement for that. So I really want to invite you to connect with us. You know, the teachers that are up here tonight and throughout these holidays, or teachers you meet out there, whatever, to make a connection with somebody, to talk or write at a later time. If someone is moving and inspiring you, if you think you can move forward in your connection, then please make the move. I want someone to talk to me after the service tonight about this. And together through these holidays will be inspiration, and then throughout the next year, we'll move together with that. Okay? Yeah. Amen. Shana Tova. 7-minute workout.